All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody in Tucson. Listen, it's another day's journey, and we're glad about it on today.
Amen.
It's a pleasure to be with you on this Saturday morning. So glad to have you. Thank you for being such a great, faithful partner with us with the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt and Tom Cortez. We are excited for another episode on today. You heard us always say, get your Wheaties, get your cornflakes, get your Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch. It's going down here at the Fresh Start Show. Yes, let's go. Listen. We're here. We're back at it. Fresh Start is back. 2023. It's going down October 21st, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the TCC. So come on down. Join us. Be with us. Beat us or meet us there at the Tucson Convention Center. It's going down at the TCC. Listen, we're here to make a difference. We believe that a mistake should not be a life sentence, but only a life lesson. And we know that we, our mission, we believe that Fresh Start is a place where we believe that everyone deserves a new beginning. And so we're going to be doing that for you down at the TCC. Come on, let's get ourselves together. Let's get our legal issues together. Let's handle that background issue. Let's deal with those felonies. We're going to have the judges. We're going to have the lawyers. We're going to have the prosecutors. It's going to be able to help you from city court, justice court, superior court, juvenile court, county attorney, city attorney office. They're all going to be here.
Yeah.
No reason to be walking around here being illegal. No reason to be driving your car with no valid driver's license. No reason why you can't get you a good job when we're selling records now. Yes, we are selling records. The new legislation starting January 1st of this year, that now we can help people seal some background records where future employers and different agencies outside of the law enforcement community won't be able to look into your background. Man, let me tell you, that is breakthrough after breakthrough. So join us October 21st at the TCC, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, this month, it's going down. Fresh Start second annual fundraiser at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church here in Tucson. Listen, if you want to be a part of this great organization's mission on now how we are helping people who've been formerly incarcerated, people who have been in jail, people who have been in state and federal penitentiary, listen, this is why we are here at Fresh Start, to help our brothers and sisters who's been formerly incarcerated to get back on their feet with wraparound one-stop shop services. In order to do that, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we don't pay bills with a praise the Lord, and we don't pay bills with a hallelujah. It takes some real money to be able to do these things for our city and for our community. So listen, join me. Meet me or beat me at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church this coming 25th, August 25th on a Friday morning. It is a breakfast fundraiser. I say it again, a breakfast fundraiser. So come down, join us. Get a table. Our tables are not expensive at all. Usually tables are $800, $1,000. Ours is only $250 to seat 8 people. And if you want to come and join us, come and join us and help us carry out the mission so we can help many of our brothers and sisters get back on their feet. Again, that is August 25th from 8 to 10 a.m. So join us. You're going to get a nice breakfast. You're going to meet some amazing people, stakeholders throughout our county and our city that's on the same mission as we are, and that is to help people who have made mistakes to get a new beginning. So join us on there. Also, keep it locked. On December, Fresh Start is bringing back Christmas giveaway.
Come on.
Yes, let me say it again. The Fresh Start Christmas giveaway. Guess what? We're taking it down in the hood to Utterback Middle School. It's going down. We're going to be serving over 3,000 people.
We need the room.
Coming down. So join us, the Fresh Start Christmas giveaway on what is that, Tom? Was the first Saturday?
First Saturday, 12-2. It's December 2nd, first Saturday of December.
All right, you heard it. So December 2nd is going down, first Saturday in December. We are giving out thousands and thousands of pieces of toys. We're going to have bikes. Oh, did I say bikes? Oh, wow. Let me say again. We're going to have bikes in the house. We're going to have food in the house. We're giving out turkeys in the house. Yeah. Join us. Fresh start. Christmas giveaway. I mean, everybody get a turkey. You get a
on
turkey.
On the table and
they
under the tree.
Everybody's getting a turkey. Listen, it's going down. Fresh start. Yeah. December 2nd, first Saturday in December. And you know our mission is to help our brothers and sisters who's been formerly incarcerated. If you're just getting released out of jail, out of prison, around that time, we know it's going to be hard to put toys under that tree and food on the table. So we're here to help you. So please don't be shy. Come on out and utilize these resources. It's a family affair. We're better together, and we're going to do that for the Fresh Start Christmas giveaway December 2nd. All right, so I got stuff out of the way. I got our fundraiser out of the way. I got our expo out of the way in October, and I got our Christmas giveaway. I mean, whew, man, Tom, we're working, man. We are putting that work in.
Yeah, we are.
We're putting that work in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people who's talking about it, but Fresh Start is being about it.
Amen. Amen. And what a wonderful opportunity. Let me start off by sending our hearts and our prayers out to the people of Hawaii, in particular the people of Maui and the Lahaina area that has been ravaged by wildfires. Our prayers and our hearts are with you. Again, to the Bureau of Prisons and the Arizona Department of Corrections out there on Wilmont and throughout the state for the Department of Corrections, we're with you. We're supporting you. We're bringing more resources for you. We're trying to get in there on your tablets so that we can offer programs through them. As Dr. Holt was saying, we need support to do this. It doesn't come cheap, and it's not easy to do, and it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes a lot of hours, and it's easy to get weary over this, but you know what? We constantly see the result on a daily basis. I mean, we at the very least see it on a weekly basis when we go out to the PRC and we do the orientation, and we talk to the men and women that are leaving the prison system, and what do we hear? They need resources. They need jobs, you know? And what do we tell them? Leave the box and leave the cage in the box and in the cage. And if you bring it out here, you're going to go back to it. So please leave it there so that we can help you move into a future that is going to be flourishing. We have a couple things going on that we have a government breakfast through Four Tucson that is the last Friday of every month. And ours actually drops on 8/25 during our fundraiser. I'm going to be at that and the fundraiser, but it's with the Tucson Crime Free Coalition because we're starting to put more of a focus on justice and restorative justice in areas where we can make a difference in the city when it comes to people with a history and a past. So the following month, we have asked Dr. DeMond Holt to come to the breakfast on September 29th, which is last Friday of September, so that he can talk about the Fresh Start Expo in October, but so that we could get people there and have an open and truthful conversation about justice and about restorative justice and about the things that are going on in the city, the things that are going on in our county jail. We need to have an open discussion, and there needs to be transparency because there isn't. And when we start to have that, then we can start having sustainable change in the city. I am doing an event August 26th, Saturday. It is called COPE. It is the Cost of Poverty Experience. And it is a simulation where you live a month in the life of somebody that lives in poverty. And it is 4 15-minute segments that you play the part of somebody that actually lives in poverty. And you leave your identity at the door and you take on this persona. And we surround the room with the resources that you need for you and your family. And then you have these time segments that you have to go through and get those resources for your family. You will be surprised going through this, what you will learn and what we continue to see people testify to and witness having gone through it, that it is not a choice that people make to live in poverty. It is not a choice that people make to go from poverty to prison, the school to prison pipeline. All of these things are surrounding this poverty example. And when we come together, we can actually look through each other's eyes at this. And when you look through a person's eyes that actually lives in poverty every day, it changes how you view it, because you have no choice but to see it through their eyes in the future, because you've just lived their experience. And the people with lived experiences that play those parts throughout the simulation, we hold them in reverence, because at the end of the day, we get to go home and go back to our lives. They go back to living 24/7 in poverty. So I think it's a really important program for Tucson, for Pima County, that we can get so many people involved. The teachers and healthcare workers and all of those people get the CTEs, those credits that they need every year for certifications. So we'd love to have teachers come. That's why we're having it on a Saturday, August 26th. It will be from 8 to 12 in the morning. It's going to be at the Salvation Army, which is on Prince Road, 1240 Prince Road. And please go to the Fort Tucson website and sign up. It's really interesting. And it's $25. There's a real light breakfast and then a full lunch. And then we sit down and do a debrief afterwards and see what ideas we can all come up with and how we can move forward. But I'm telling you, it is a call to action. You are forced to make a decision at the end of this because you're moved by what happens during it.
Awesome. Awesome. You heard it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's help out Tom. Tom is a true brother in our community, true brother in the church, true brother in ministry, who does a lot to pour out into our community to make our community a little bit better than the way we found it. So let's get behind Tom's agenda, and let's help out the poor. You don't know what poor is like till you've been poor, not no. poorer. Some of y'all was poor. I was poor. No R. Let me tell you, I know what it was like not to have. My mom did the best she could as a single parent. Kudos to her. But there were still many things that we did not have. And that impacts everyone. That impacts children. That impacts how children learn in school. Kids can be really mean. They can be bullies. And if you don't have those fresh pair of Jordans, and if you don't have those little designer skinny jeans, and got that drip, like we say, you know, you got that drip going on, that kids can be really, really mean when it comes to, you know, not having. So let's help. Let's help one another. Yeah, or they'll steal it, right?
I did it.
Which opens the door for criminality.
I was a white kid that didn't have the money to buy all that stuff, and I was in a school where the kids had that stuff. And I'm gonna get it.
Any way necessary, right? So so let's make sure that we're making a difference in our community. We're praying for those who are in Maui, Hawaii. God has really been good to me and my wife. We were just there a few weeks ago for vacation, driving some of the same roads that had a healthy tourist community, a vibrant community, and homes, beautiful landscaping. And you know, Maui is one of the favorite islands at Hawaii, a very beautiful island, truly a tropical paradise. A booming economy. I mean, mom and pop shops everywhere, as far as with food. And
the truth, free enterprise.
Oh my God, let me tell you, nobody told you about the food. In Hawaii, listen, somebody lied to you.
From hook to plate.
Man, listen, I mean, we were at, we were eating, I told you, we were eating at the food trucks. Trucks. I mean, so we talking about deeply trenched type of mom and pop shops that really depend on tourism and all of that. And so to see some of the same places we were at just a few weeks ago, just burnt and singed, it's just mind-boggling. And so our prayers are goes out to our brothers in Hawaii as they are trying to, right now, even do rescue missions. The death toll numbers are increasing.
Over 1,000 missing.
Yeah,
still
thousands of missing. I think they were saying around 57 last time I checked the news that were confirmed deceased. Yeah. We most definitely believe that number is probably going to increase. So let's pray for our brothers and sisters out there in Hawaii. They are Americans, just like they are, even though their island is way away from the coastal states. But that is still part of the United States, and they're part of the American family. So thoughts and prayers goes out to them. And unfortunately, Tom, you can talk a little bit about this with the few minutes we have about another death that went on in the Pima County Jail. What's going on?
There was a report last night. I always follow Lupita Murillo when she does the reports on the jail. And a young man died in custody the day after he was taken into custody. His family was not notified. He was cremated. Mm. And then when his family came to the jail, they found out that he had died and he had been cremated.
Wow. So he died in custody.
Died in custody more than 24 hours after he had been there.
He ain't even been there a full day. He dies within 24 hours of being in custody at the county jail. They failed to notify the parents that of his death, went ahead and cremated him, and then backtracked and said, oh, yeah.
And they said that they went to the homeless camp where he was staying to see if there were any relatives there. But there was no database search or there was no anything done for family. And his family knew where he was because they came to find out. And they found out he was dead and cremated.
What was the cause of death?
Don't know, bro. I don't know. I think it's an OD, but I don't know how that happens. How do you OD the day after you get to jail?
Right.
You know, because there's supposed to be safety precautions in place. When you go there, you go and you see medical. And if you're somebody that's addicted or something, they have a wonderful program, protocol. I'm not sure if they still have it, but they give protocol and they medicate them so that they won't go through these terrible withdrawals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they medicate them on the way down and they really do it in a humane way. Now, if this was somebody who was in that position, then he would have been under protocol and he wouldn't have died. So I don't understand how he died. And if he had drugs on him, how did he get them into the institution? We just had a story last week of a woman who brought drugs into the jail.
Yeah.
And she was caught with them. So how do you get them in there?
And why so many mysterious deaths in the county jail?
I'm telling you, bro. I know for a fact the fourth floor, when I was on the fourth floor, one officer can't open the door. There has to be two officers at the door. So that one death that they announced on the news like 6-8 months ago, that the officer went in by himself on the fourth floor, that doesn't happen on the fourth floor. Everybody on the fourth floor is like high security, bro.
Yeah.
And an officer is not going to go into a cell by himself with a dude that's dangerous.
You know,
he's going to get staffed there. So an officer saying that he found him with his head, he hit his head, come on.
So, I mean, I understand right now, I think the county sheriff was pushing for a new jail.
Yeah.
But we're not fixing why people are dying. So is it possible for us to spend millions of dollars on a new structure without dealing with the personnel problems?
Yeah.
Like, why would we spend so much money on building a new building, but we're not dealing, because the building is not killing people.
Yeah. Well, just think of the attitude that, On the fourth floor in particular, they put you in a cell, they take sheets, they take all your clothes, you're in your boxers with a mattress, and they put a magnetized block on your window so you can't look at it.
Yeah.
So all of sensory deprivation is almost complete, except for the people that are banging.
Okay.
Right? Because some of them, but that won't last long.
Right.
Because they'll put a stop to that in a hurry.
Right.
You know, because they won't put up with it.
And was this person? Was this
talk about trauma, bro?
Right, and I agree.
And that they don't lift that magnet off there, but every 15 minutes.
Mm. Wow. And was the person that died, was they a person of color?
No, actually, it was a white kid who had a drug problem, had been arrested before, you know. But like we say, your past should not judge how you're going to be treated right
that's
now.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's
you
right.
know, I should treat that's you right. just the same way I treat anybody else.
And then right? I think we don't speak into, there's too many people who have been arrested and brought into custody and booked into county jail that don't even get a trial to almost a year and then be found innocent. So you incarcerated me in the county jail.
And have
jail.
No recourse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have no recourse yeah. because you yeah. couldn't afford $20,000
exactly.
bond, bro.
Exactly.
$20,000, which means $2,000 exactly. cash. Who can give away $2,000
no.
cash?
And you sit in there, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose your job.
Yeah.
You're going to lose your car. You're going to lose your home.
Anything you got payments
anything
on.
Anything you got payments on because they got you locked up sitting in jail.
Yeah, and you're making child support payments. You ain't making them.
No, so you're behind on that. So you probably don't get another warrant for your arrest for that while you're sitting in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the thing about the bail, why we need bail reform is because when you are a person of color or a person that's in poverty, now sometimes that can be poor whites as well, mm-hmm. And you can't afford legal representation, a lot of people are sitting in jail for 6, 8 months, even almost 12 months. And the whole person why you're sitting there is because you got to wait on your trial, right?
Yeah.
Well, you do
put
your
a bracelet on them.
Yeah. You do your trial and you found innocent. So you have lost your house,
mm-hmm.
your car, your job,
yeah.
plus
reputation.
Your reputation.
And you ain't getting that back.
And you declared innocent.
Yeah, it don't. Well, you're not declared innocent, bro. You're declared not guilty. Innocent
well,
not,
never
comes.
That's what
comes,
I mean. That's
yeah,
what I mean. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Because
that's,
it, yeah,
that's
that
what
never
I mean. Not
there.
Guilty, right?
Yeah.
So, the point that I'm making is, why just you sat in jail for almost a year and you lost everything you worked hard for, and you adjudicated with not guilty, and
you have no recourse.
You have no recourse of nothing, right?
If you're normal, you just lost what, like $22,000 to $28,000
yeah,
of salary.
Yeah, yeah.
You lost your vehicle.
You lost
which
your vehicle.
Was another $20,000.
Sometimes divorce because some wives yeah. are like,
"Oh, I'm not.
I can't rock with you this long, right?"
Yeah.
And so you have lost all of that, and then you get your trial, and you declare not guilty, and there's no recourse. There's no apology. There's no way of retroacting everything that you've lost. And this is what happens to Americans all over the country, mm-hmm. especially poor and people of color. And it's sad. And so
and you just created a criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
You just created a life criminal because you just took him down through there in the
yeah.
system.
Yeah.
And went where he thought he was going to have some support, there was nothing there.
Yeah, yeah. So no, man. So I think that this is the reason why when people are coming and they want to be elected in positions of power, that we need to push back and we need to ask more questions. We need to vet our candidates. We need to make sure, you know, Fresh Start, we're not a political organization, so we don't lean on either side. But what we do is we speak truth to power.
Mm.
And what we do is we challenge policy.
Yeah.
And what we do is we challenge legislation.
Yeah.
So whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you need to be on the right road yeah. of helping us to change policy, to make sure that we're not just saying we're Department of Corrections, but we're living up to the name of that title by helping people to turn their life around and restart their lives.
I want to see people sentenced to an education, sentenced to a vocation,
yeah.
sentenced to a condition,
yeah.
right? That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you sentenced to time. I want to see you sentenced to something that's going to serve you.
Right. And that's all based as well on whether the crime is violent or nonviolent. You know, depending on how violent it is, there's nothing we can do on that. But especially nonviolent situations, mm-hmm. oh, there's so much room
yeah.
on what we can be doing alternatives to incarceration and diversion programs.
Yeah. And I believe they are using bracelets for some people. And
yeah,
I think
yeah.
that program needs to be expanded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's costing us way too yeah. much money.
I totally agree.
And how big has the jail grown in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
And we need a new jail?
Yeah, a new jail. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
what about the parts we've been building for all these years?
Yeah.
They're not new anymore?
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. Listen, we're here every Saturday. If you're wondering, like, what show is this that's talking about these issues? You're listening to The Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt and our co-host, Tom Cortese. Listen, we don't have much time, but anything you want to share out?
Please keep Maui up in prayer and in your hearts and the residents there and for their futures.
All right, you heard it. Join us back next Saturday at 106 The Groove on next Saturday at 7:30, and we're looking to bring you another great show. We're excited. Please keep it locked on all those dates I threw at you at the beginning of the show. It's going down. We believe that mistakes should only be a life lesson, but not a life sentence. So, fresh start. Go to our website. Check us out. We're there. All right, take care.